Day 237 of hashtag 365. And do you know what's occurred to me? I don't actually feel good. You know, it's interesting, isn't it, how when you've been eating well, what an instant and obvious effect eating badly has on you. You kind of instantly feel worse. You feel bloated, you feel sluggish. I've been drinking a lot of soft drinks as well, like carbonated drinks, which I don't usually drink. I usually drink water. Well, since the start of hashtag 365, I've been drinking water because it's just empty calories drinking anything else. And also, you know, you can have diet drinks, but they're full of horrible sweeteners that are just so bad for you. And they may not contain calories, but the amount of chemicals and artificial junk in carbonated diet drinks is just absolutely ridiculous. So I'd rather not drink those, but I have been, and I can feel it in my system. I feel like clogged up and sluggish and slow and kind of moody, you know, and mood swingy. And this is the effect. This is the effect this food has on us. You know, going back to that Primal Cure book, which if you still haven't read it, really, you should give it a go. It's brilliant. But going back to that, we're not supposed to fill our bodies with this junk. Like, we're not. It's obvious. And I know it's kind of boring to hear, but why do we do it? We take better care of, like, our cars than we do ourselves. Do you know what I mean? Like, if there was someone selling crap, cheap, rubbish petrol, and it was all kind of widely accepted that it was crap, you probably wouldn't put it in your car. Do you know what I mean? Like, even if you felt like money was a bit tight, you'd probably still try, at least, to fuel your body with better stuff. Or fill your car, sorry, with better stuff. But what when it's our own bodies, we just put any old shite in our systems. It's ridiculous. So, yeah, this has been I'm nearing the end of the holiday, and it's been a real wake-up call. In the sense that I don't feel happy with how I've behaved intake-wise this week. And actually, if I stop and think about it, and I've not, I think maybe this is why my podcasts this week have been quite short, because I've been trying to formulate this point in my brain and not been able to, but I think I've got it. I think my mindset's changed. And whilst before, eating food would make me happy, it now doesn't. It's now loaded with so much, every bite is loaded with so much kind of knowledge of how it's holding me back from what I want to achieve in my life, that I can't really find the same enjoyment in it that I used to. Of course, the taste, yeah, brilliant. The crunch, brilliant. You know, the texture, brilliant. All that sort of stuff, like in that instant, in that moment, is satisfying. But I think because of everything else that's going on in my life, in the back of my mind, I have this knowledge that it isn't good for me. It isn't benefiting me. It's not helping me achieve my goals. It's at odds with what I want to achieve. You know, it's causing that cognitive dissonance. It's making me feel uncomfortable because it's holding me back. And I know that intuitively and instinctively, intellectually, and I feel it. And I think that's a real revelation. And I think I probably needed a whole week of throwing caution to the wind and eating whatever the hell I wanted to be able to come to this core realization. And I think I've articulated this realization in the past when I've said things like, you know, food is not your friend. That's one of the, you know, realizations that's come up a couple of times. But I think this is deeper than that now. I think this is kind of an understanding that it's not just that it's not my friend, but it serves a purpose in my life. And that is to nourish this vehicle for my mind and experience of the world. And if I want to continue experiencing the world and having a good life, I need to look after my vehicle. So it's not just that food isn't my friend, it's that bad food is fundamentally holding me back from experiencing the best life that I can have. So actually, not only is food not my friend, but bad food is my enemy. You know, for all these years, I've thought of bad food as being, oh, this naughty treat. Oh, I'm so lucky. Oh, I get to have that burger. I get to have that. Oh, yum. But actually, that stuff is trying to destroy me. It's insidious. It's the enemy. Does that make sense? I sort of feel that that's kind of a bit of a revelation. Probably obvious. You're probably thinking, yeah, duh.
Duh.